In the limited briefings we've all been given publicly about the details that led up to the operation that killed Osama bin Laden, it's tempting to think of it as a straight line, a lead which gave us the pseudonym for a suspected bin Laden courier, a trusted associate, then becomes an actual identity, then becomes a location, then becomes a compound in Pakistan. Of course, intelligence work doesn't work this way at all. There are never straight lines, rarely straight lines, and there are often competing leads, some of which are dead ends and some of which are promising, and you never know which is which. Michael Scheuer joins us now, former head of the CIA's Bin Laden Division and author of the book Osama Bin Laden. He joins us from his home in Virginia. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm great, and I'm fascinated to ask you about everything that we've learned, and we're just seeing the tip of the iceberg here, but in the sense that this took years to pull off, how do you imagine that lead of the pseudonym of the courier that we're told was the genesis of this operation sat with possibly hundreds, if not thousands, of other leads that the CIA had to pour through to actually determine the path that ultimately led to Osama bin Laden? How many competing leads were there?
Dozens of competing leads, but part of being an adult is having a manager that will take the risk of saying this one looks better than the other one. I want to put my resources against this one, and apparently that's what happened.
And how early did that happen? Because in this debate over whether the information that was crucial in this bin Laden operation was obtained under torture or not, we're also hearing that a lot of misleading information was given under interrogation, and that presumably the CIA would have to check out all of that as well.
Yeah, well, of course, there was no torture involved. There was only the enhanced interrogations. You know, very often intelligence is a cumulative process, and you often get dozens of pieces of information that appear to go together but really don't make any sense until you get one piece of information that lends unity to the story. And Khalid Sheikh Mohammed apparently provided the pseudonym or the war name of the fellow who was the courier, and I'm very sure he did it in a conversation that had nothing to do with Osama bin Laden, really, or trying to find bin Laden. He never suspected what he said was going to lead ultimately to what happened. But that name certainly lent unity to a story, and they followed it much as you described it in the lead-in.
And if that information was obtained in a casual conversation, are you suggesting that enhanced interrogation techniques had nothing to do with how that information was obtained?
I don't really know the circumstances. I hope it was obtained in either way. What difference does it make? I mean, it checked out, we corroborated it, and now Osama is dead.
Does the fact that this was the result of interrogated information versus electronic intercepts say something about the value of different categories of intelligence, even in the 21st century?
Sure. You're always better off with human intelligence. It is very essential, but they're all essential. It varies from case to case. In some cases, you will have a signals intelligence piece that is very important, sometimes human intelligence. Once they got the name of the courier, I'm very sure our overhead imagery analysts played an enormously important part in analyzing the compound where he lived so the SEALs could build a replica to practice on before they went to do the real job.
Now, that hasn't been confirmed in the official account, but you believe they built a replica and trained on it somewhere?
At least some kind of a replica. The SEALs and the Special Forces generally are very, very careful, and they look, I know personally from when I worked with them, they're very interested in the most mundane, detailed information. Do the windows open in and out? Does the door open in and out? What kind of lock is on the window? Any number of details which would not probably occur to me or you, but occur to them. So they're very meticulous in what they do.
Well, just to reveal that a little bit more, so they say, all right, we got this mock-up here. We want to figure out if the windows open in or out. That information is passed along to you, and then you reposition a satellite to actually see visually if you
can... Detailed information more often than not has to come from a human source. Sometimes it can come from overhead imagery. Sometimes it can come from, handheld photographs of the place. But what you're looking for is as much detail to ease the entry of the fighters and their exit as you can.
Michael Shorier is a former head of the CIA's Bin Laden division, author of the book Osama Bin Laden. And Michael, I'm wondering what this mission and finding Osama Bin Laden, where we found him, tells us about our cooperation with Pakistan. Many people in Washington have now moved on to the conversation of, should we reevaluate our policy with Pakistan?
Well, they're only doing that because it became an issue because of the nature of the attack. Pakistan has never had any interest in helping us kill, capture, or apprehend Osama bin Laden because it was bad for their country's national interests. And the U.S. government has known that all along, both under Republicans and Democrats. But we're hostage to the Pakistanis. This whole blow-up in the Congress will blow over pretty quickly because we're dependent on them for land routes to resupply our troops in Afghanistan. All of the supplies have to come in through Karachi and then are trucked into Afghanistan. Without continuing PAC cooperation on that angle, the NATO force in Afghanistan can't exist. The other reason we are helping them, and we will continue to help them, is because their help for us has brought them a civil war on their territory. And the country is not near collapse, but certainly in a lot of trouble regarding stability. And we are desperately afraid of what's going to happen if the country collapses to their nuclear arsenal. So the Congress and the president and McCain, all of them, are kind of pretending that they're shocked by this at the moment because the American people are shocked by it. But it'll all blow over because, as in the Saudi relationship, we are the slave and they are the master.
That's a hard reality there. Michael Shorier, former head of the CIA's Bin Laden division. Finally, before we go, do you, when you go into this enhanced interrogation technique strategy, assume a ratio of bad leads to good leads in the intelligence gathering? And is it possible that the number of bad leads proliferating during your tenure actually complicated the process so that you weren't able to claim credit for catching Osama bin Laden?
Unfortunately, we weren't allowed to interrogate prisoners. Mr. Clinton sent them all to Egypt to be tortured.
I see. Is there a ratio of bad leads to good leads?
No, not really. You take every lead at face value, and then you corroborate it with other information, or you fail to do that, sir. You're correct in the sense that the world is full of leads, and it's very difficult to handle that, given the lack of really manpower within the intelligence community. So this is a place in our business where middle managers play an essential part. They have to put really their career on the line often to say, we're not going to follow this lead, but we're going to follow that lead. Or we're going to devote more resources to one than to the other.
Michael Shorier, was there a fist pump from you on Sunday night?
I was relieved, sir. I had spent about 17 years now involved in this in one way or another. I am a little worried that in this age of celebrity, we're going to think that this brings an end to the problem. And I think that's far from true. But yes, without a doubt, I thank the Lord for finally eliminating this particular threat to America.
All right. Michael Shorier, former head of the CIA's Bin Laden Division and author of the book Osama Bin Laden. Thanks so much.
Thank you, sir.